Lansing-based artist Craig Mitchell Smith started out as a painter, but in 2006 he discovered the medium of glass. A longtime gardener, Smith has always found inspiration in the beauty of nature. His works can often be found in botanical gardens where they fit in with their surroundings. Still, it was tough to be a full-time artist when the recession hit, and he was close to giving up on his dream career. That's when a grant from the Arts Council of Greater Lansing gave him the head of steam he needed. Now he's giving back. Craig Mitchell Smith is here with the story of his work and remarkable career. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
I spent a good half hour today watching videos on HGTV when they came to Lansing to film your backyard and all of the creations that you had put together in your backyard. And I recommend everybody and everybody listening do that as well, because you put together a little paradise.
It's on my YouTube channel. I had been making glass for 9 weeks when they flew out a crew to film it.
Wow. That's quite a career trajectory.
Yeah, this has all been a kind of what the heck kind of thing.
Tell our listeners and our audience here how exactly you've used glass to help landscape your property. How do you go about that?
Well, everything I do, I want integrated into the gardens or into the landscapes that I'm working. And I have a mid-century modern home, and I wanted art for my own garden. And yet, if I put a concrete nymph in my garden, it seems like it would spit it out. So I wanted some really contemporary work, and I couldn't find anything that spoke to me. So I started making glass, and then immediately I was in contact with HGTV, and they saw the work, and I literally bought a kiln and had been making glass for 9 weeks. So all that work that you see on the YouTube channel HGTV episode was made in a period of 9 weeks.
I found it interesting, though, because you've made it clear that nature has been an inspiration for you your whole life.
My whole life.
I mean, it's really been kind of an obsession.
I've been a gardener my whole life. It's the source of my solace, is to simply go outside.
What's most challenging about working in this medium?
It breaks. It's fragile. In my artist statement, which I worked a long time on, I say, I love glass for the metaphors of the human condition. When it's warm, it's malleable. When it's cold, it's brittle. It's at its best, it's colorful and transparent. And that's what I think people should try and be, too.
Is it which is the bigger challenge, Craig? Is it more of a challenge to stay creative? Or is it, are the technical challenges really bigger challenges?
It's really both. What I love about glass, once I found glass, is it's perfect for my brain. It's a synthesis of my love of beauty and of science. There's a huge amount of science involved in what I do. I actually have to understand the mass, the gravity, the surface tension, the viscosity, the temperature, and the time at which it's held. So it's putting together both these things. I'll have an idea in my head, but getting there is quite a different matter.
It's very interesting to look back, because I know the recession had a dramatic impact on your livelihood. How close were you to leaving art behind?
Oh, I thought, you know, I started making glass in 2006, and I was having some success. I was gotten in a museum with my work, and I was selling some work. I was taking care of myself. And then when the economy crashed in 2008, I think I went 102 days without a single sale. And I thought, well, that was a really nice run. I think I'll go move to Portland, Oregon and be a waiter, because I didn't know what other skills I had. And then my life changed when the Arts Council gave me this $1,000 grant. And I used that money to go wholesale and be able to buy glass at a better price. And I did my, and the grant, what they said they wanted was something that would benefit your community. So I decided to do an exhibition of my glass at Lansing's Cooley Gardens. And I said anything that sells, I would donate 25% to Cooley Gardens. And I opened this up to the public, and much to my surprise, we had a sell-out show, and 600 people came for a one-day exhibition. And so that's what started this trajectory. 6 months later, I did a show at Dow Gardens, and then it turned into a show at Michigan State University, and then Norfolk Botanic Gardens, and then it turned into Minnesota, Minnesota Landscape Arboretum. Then I did a show for the Stan Hewitt. I opened in 7 weeks in Omaha, Nebraska, and in 2017, I'm doing a show that is four times the size of anything I have done for Missouri Botanical Garden.
So you are back you know, it, to a degree that you probably never envisioned.
Who saw this coming?
2008, no. 2009, thereabouts. I know the Arts Council of Greater Lansing recently gave you one of its applause awards. And ironically, get this, Craig designed the award, okay? He designed the award and without knowing that he was going to end up being one of the recipients of the award. And at their holiday glitter event to receive the award, you told the story of how much that grant, what a difference that made, what it meant to you. And you're giving the money back.
Yes.
Now.
So it was Giving Tuesday that the Arts Council Awards were given out, and I didn't know until quite late in the day that I was receiving one of the awards. I donate these awards. I've made them for years and donate them. And then I found out quite late that I'm actually receiving one, and I thought it was a perfect opportunity then to give back the grant money that the Arts Council gave to me in hopes that it changes someone else's life in the way it changed mine.
Where and now you've mentioned a few places you've shown your work. I understand you have a connection to Sri Lanka.
We just
tell us about that.
This was pretty cool. I did. I was the featured artist for. I did Epcot Center for 2 years, and I did a big display of poppies to publicize the Great and Powerful Oz movie in 2012, and then in 2013 I did the entrance of Epcot Center, and a Sri Lankan businessman became aware of my work through what I had done at Disney, and he said he recognized the spirit behind the work. And so we, one of his people called us and asked if we'd be willing to teach how I make glass in Sri Lanka. And I said, well, sure, but you don't have a studio for that. So they allowed me to design my dream studio. They built it in an abandoned casino in Colombo, Sri Lanka, that this man owns. He consolidated down from 4 casinos to 3. And he built a casino. He built this studio that I designed. It all shipped from the West Coast. And then my two glassmakers, Sherry Tanike and Jane Lediver, and I flew through the Middle East to Sri Lanka. And we were scheduled for 2 weeks of glassmaking. And it went so well, they extended the trip for a month. So we got to spend a month in the beautiful, beautiful country of Sri Lanka.
What a roller coaster ride you have been on the past 10 years.
I didn't see this coming.
How about that? Glass artist Craig Mitchell Smith works out of a studio in Old Town Lansing. He recently was named a winner of an Arts Council of Greater Lansing Applause Award. Congratulations. What's your website? Is it CraigMitchellSmith.com?
CraigMitchellSmith.com.
I strongly recommend you check it out. Craig is responsible for some incredible work. Let's hear a round of applause for Craig Mitchell Smith. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.